KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. I promised we'd deliver. 60 minutes to go in the big show before we turn it over to Jong, AJ, Fred, and the Blitz. As we were kicking around the baseball topic, we know Benny's a bit of a baseball connoisseur, wants to get in here on the discussion. As long as Tyler doesn't, we'll be in good shape. Benny, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? And connoisseur, I appreciate the compliments. More like a psychotic, obsessive nut more than anything. But when it comes to this, has to be, in my opinion, TV driven, because I don't think that the people that are making these rules fully understand the psychology of a baseball player. We're a different breed, and if you really make a lot of these guys mad, you're underestimating their creativity. And yep. I wouldn't doubt that the way in which communication would evolve would be to a point where they would stick it to these TV producers, in which calling time out multiple times in an inning in itself would be a signal. Or there's a lot to me that I think that these decisions that are being made, it's almost like they're wanting their cake and eating it too, because I'm pretty sure TV is behind instant replay. And it looks like they're just wanting to expand instant replay with baseball rather than get rid of it. And in measures that could save time, I really think if they're going to provoke the baseball player, they're not going to get what they're expecting.
No,
that was just the comment I wanted to make.
Appreciate it, Benny. I'm with you, though. It's like we were joking about in the previous segment where there's going to be a lot of dirty spikes and talking under your breath while you're over there cleaning
making
them between
injuries.
Yeah, between players and pitchers and whatnot. And hey, so the catcher can go and clean his spikes, right? That's not against the rules. So that's going to start happening. I mean, there's going to be ways. Baseball dudes have a lot of time on their hands. They're going to figure out ways around
this.
They
figured out how to use an Apple Watch to steal signals. Baseball guys are going to figure it out.
Yep.
But here's the thing. We're all on the same page. Benny, you, myself, the fact that whether you played or not, if you're a baseball aficionado, Lisa and I have talked about this. I love the strategy. I love it because it's a thinking man's game that a lot of people, just the layman doesn't think about. They don't realize how much strategy goes on. So that's why it takes longer, but I enjoy that. But the other thing is, to Benny's point, yeah, it's TV-driven, but here's the thing. Why would you drive that as a problem? Because it gives you more time for advertisers. The more the game goes on, the more extra breaks are added, the more pitching changes come in. Every time there's a pitching change, we go to another commercial pod. That's more money in our back pocket. You're not going to see ratings higher in most cases and more revenue driven than from a long baseball game, especially if it's compelling, because of the fact that the commercials are going to be in the middle of a time when everybody's tuned in.
Yeah, there's tons of ways that you can solve the pace of play. And, you know, we've talked about several of them. And Jason had one, which I thought was kind of interesting. So we don't do intentional walks. Pitchers don't have to throw the four balls for an intentional walk anymore. So why let a guy round the bases on a home run? Just put the point on the board and let's go.
It's a run, Barry, not a point.
Well, the run, whatever. You know what the hell I mean. I know, I hate my wife does that.
What do we do with Bot Fleep?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, are you going to take away half of the fun of a baseball game by just letting the dude? Okay, well, we're going to save time. No more mound visits. No more running the bases on a home run. No more intentional walks. No more. It's kind of ridiculous.
It is, but at the same time, you take what Jason said, and now I'm going to flip it to what Jeremy has said. And Jeremy said, pitchers and catchers both have Bluetooth headsets with microphones so they can communicate back and forth. Like
that could happen.
Like the quarterback
and the head coach
and the defensive signal caller. So when you get into situations like that, you're like, okay, well now you're eavesdropping and everybody, you know, the batter's gonna be like, hey, what was that?
Yeah.
It gets too much.
What is happening
what
here?
Why is everybody feel like everyone is just walking in on us today?
You know what?
Uh-oh.
I just wanted to come in here
Uh-oh.
And show a little bit of love to the number one ranked sports show in this market in your time slot.
Well, thank you.
Nate and Craig.
We came
us,
to show you a little freaking love.
Yes.
Thank you, boys.
Show you some appreciation.
Yes.
Recognize your accomplishments.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you guys very much for
down the hall
coming in
too,
here.
Because they can hear you.
But, yeah. Well, good. They better hear
that's,
me.
It's really, really big.
Is it?
That you guys are number one in the time slot? Yes, huge. For lots of reasons. Congratulations, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. You know this.
Yeah,
I'll
do.
Show myself out now. Thanks. Bunch of pricks.
Wow! Mentioned on the air. Patrick Creighton, buy your Girl Scout cookies, by the way. They're still available.
Guys,
you can reach them on Twitter.
By the way, the Subway lady was like, hey, where's the guy you work with that has all the
cookies?
The cookies. I was like, Creighton's like a crack dealer out here. Like, he's like the plug. He's got ladies asking him to come down and supply him with cookies. And they're all big girls, too. So I know you made a grip. I know you made a bunch of money.
Wow. That's how we do it, Nate.
But I would say, you know, you guys go tune in to 94.1, but then we wouldn't be number one no more. So I can't do that. We love you guys. We love you guys. We love
Nick,
you guys.
Kill his microphone.
We
kill
love
his
you
microphone.
Guys. He
you
don't
can
need,
still hear yeah, it downtown because of his voice.
Creighton doesn't need a damn microphone.
Like I said, you bunch of pricks, yeah.
No, I'll keep listening to these guys. They're great.
The Usual Suspects starring Joel Blank and some prick.
Wow.
But you can also migrate on over to 94.1. Every now and then, if you will, please.
During commercial breaks.
You know, Barry, if you'd like to lose the prick moniker, it'll cost you 3 boxes of cookies.
I already got mine. I'm good.
That's good to say.
Yeah, I did it. I made the investment.
Thank you, guys.
Stopping in, fellas.
Yeah,
appreciate
we appreciate the love. Thank you, guys. Yeah, we didn't want to say anything.
We were trying to stay humble.
Yeah, trying to.
You guys are working me. So they're sitting there right over my left shoulder and just barking at me, and I'm just like, oh, you know, we just know there are ups and downs in this business, and
yeah.
So we're happy to be riding the wave right now.
Hey, I've never, you know this, and Nick, I've said it to you guys off air, but I think that the whole rating system is stupid.
It is really
so
bad.
So I never get too low when they're not good, and I'm not going to get too high when they are good. But, hey, that's what, it's like John was saying, this is what the industry's based on, so we appreciate you guys for listening. We'll say that.
There's no doubt. It is a flawed and very, very bad system right now. And the fact that you can't even figure out who's listening via the app,
yeah,
is
that's
ridiculous.
The other thing. I bet we have just as many listeners on the app as we do that listen on their radio. And not just the app, but you can listen online. There's a ton of ways you can get the show, not to mention the folks that miss the show or are working, and they'll go back and podcast it on a daily basis. So, yeah, it's cool. It's a cool deal. But at the end of the day, we'll just keep doing our thing.
Yeah,
talk about cleaning our butts and stuff all day.
Some people are worried about, like, you know, this is all that drives them, and they talk about it all the time in the media, and social media, and all over the place. Well, to my point,
don't do it.
No, to my
don't
point,
do it. Please don't.
It's also the people that say, and the other self-proclaimed radio critics out there that proclaim some people pound for pound are the best in the market. Well, we do a weight loss challenge around here. We do a weight loss challenge around here because we're fit and trim. We don't go pound for pound with anyone. But we can punch and we can knock you out if we have to. That's the way I feel.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got that off your chest. I don't want to.
He was venting. He was let him loose.
I hate all the minutia.
But we're way better than
around.
That.
You're
we
right.
don't have to get down in that. We're good.
We
just keep doing our thing. It's like when we acknowledge the crappy texters. We don't have to do that. And we shouldn't. We should just keep doing our thing.
You keep doing you, and I'm going to keep doing
I know.
Me. But I'm just saying. I'm not calling it. I'm just saying. A lot of people, if we just keep doing what we're doing, it's great. It's the other people that have all this, these other ideas and minutia that's out there that pisses me off.
Okay.
But I'm seriously locking this door from now on. We've had more drive-bys than freaking the movie Boys in the Hood. I mean, it's like every 2 seconds I look up and I'm like, what are they
you know
doing
what, though?
In here?
The Tyler's was annoying, but hey, if Nate and Crate,
yeah, I was
Sports
just going to say,
94,
Nate and Crate's great.
Anyone
great.
That's going to come in and show us some love and acknowledge the fact that we pulled number one in our time slot for the month of January.
Yeah, and anybody that comes in to the studio and calls you a prick, I mean, I'm just a big fan.
But no, and you should listen to 94.1, Sports Map 94.1, Nate and Crate. Just not all the time. On occasion.
You can check over on commercials to see what the.
You can probably hear Nate through our microphones. He's that loud. So you could probably just. It's like a simulcast. Yeah, Crate, sorry.
Yeah.
It's like a simulcast.
Yeah, because down on the other end of the building, they were just wondering what Patrick was talking about on the radio. They thought his show was over. Well, he was on ours.
I'll say this, though. We are pretty lucky to work on a team of guys that we have here. Everybody's just really cool. We all get along well.
Yeah.
We're pretty lucky.
Except me and AJ. But other than that, yeah, it's really good.
That's true.
But you know what? It's really.
That is so true.
When you look at it, it's like the Astros lineup. Because top to bottom now, since Lance came over too, you know, you've just got a lot of quality and a lot of good dudes. So it's a lot of.
I don't know if this is true, but somebody just texted. I've heard that the Golden Triangle is not factored into y'all's ratings. KFNC would win in a landslide.
No doubt.
Well, we did this month, so it doesn't matter.
We are definitely big in the triangle.
Yeah.
So, y'all, we do appreciate y'all, and that's one thing that we do want to make sure we echo over and over
again.
That's why you guys are the suspects that keep us going. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a lot more, so don't go anywhere. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we keep rolling, so do you. That's why we appreciate you so much and all the kind things that you're saying on Twitter, text, and otherwise also stock up at the top of our list. we appreciate you. We've said from the get-go, it's the usual suspects because of you, because you guys are the people that chime in on a daily basis. That's also why Palillo...
There's no you in usual... Never mind.
That's why Palillo is just a person of interest.
Damn it. That's right.
That's how we do things, right?
Can I get my rant out of the way?
You try and stifle mine, but sure, go.
What?
You always like slap the back of my hand.
Oh,
rant,
I'm staying out of this
like
one.
Rant.
I'm staying out of this one.
I've never stifled one of your rants. Off air, I might be like, "Hey,
sure,
let's take the high road." Yeah. But that's usually when you're targeting an individual. Not like when you're ranting about something. I just let you go. You do your thing, especially about sports. But, like, yeah, an individual, we're better than that. The three of us, you know, we do our show with the pinky up. We're classy. Okay, maybe not. So we changed garbage companies in my neighborhood. And I'm kind of pissed at Waste Management. And they're not an advertiser.
You're calling them out, man.
Yeah, I don't care. Are they an advertiser?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Probably would have been better to know that before you started that rant.
But I doubt they are.
Wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't make sense for them.
It wouldn't matter because all that I'm about to say is true.
Plus, think about it. If you're Waste Management, you want to sponsor garbage.
It's
just throwing it out there.
It's 9 seconds for a garbage joke. 9 seconds. So, like, they switched. And first of all, they never picked up my trash on time. It was always like they would be like, well, we'll be by every Wednesday morning. And then I would come home and there'd still be trash. I'd have to call them. They'd come out on a Friday. My wife would be dragging it in. We'd get it missed. Always a hassle, right? And then they were supposed to, so my neighborhood switched. They found a cheaper provider. And so they were like, well, we're switching from Waste Management in December. So January, we'll have a new garbage company picking up your garbage. Okay, fine. Well, I didn't get that memo until after I had paid my Waste Management bill. So I paid the $62. It's like every 3 months, it was $62 for the garbage. So I paid it, and then I get the memo that's like, oh, we're switching. Okay, no problem. So I call Waste Management. I was like, hey, can I get my money back? It's February 20th. They still haven't given me my $62 back. We are almost 2 months into the year. I paid like December 20th. I paid the money. And I called up, and this lady, like Rochelle or whatever, she was like, well, how can I help you? I was like, I want my money, Rochelle. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, look, it took them 24 hours to take the money out of my account. It's taking them 8 weeks to put the money back in my account. I want my $62 back. And she was like, well, what do you want me to do about it? Well, first of all, Like,
that's exactly how they talk, though. That's exactly how
a lot of them do. Like, they're empowered and they're talking down to you.
Yeah, we've had a contract with waste management before. That's exactly how they talk to all their customers.
Think about this, Barry, because the thing is I've had experience with this topic.
But okay.
The longer that they hang on to yours and everybody else's they're doing the same thing to, people are like, well, they're not getting anything out of it. Oh, yes, they are, because that money's sitting in some account with interest single day.
I know.
They are cashing it.
So I told Rochelle on the way in today, I said, they have until Friday to give me my money back, whether it's a check, Rochelle, whether you want to drive me down a money order to my house, whether you want to meet me at the stop and go and pay me in cash. I don't care. And I'm trying not to cuss because I'm angry. I was like, I don't care. I just want my money back, or I'm gonna file with the Better Business Bureau. I'll file with the state attorney general. Like, why are you taking 8 weeks with my money? It doesn't make any sense.
No, I'm with you, man.
And then I'm on the internet because I'm on their Twitter handle. So I just called them out. I was like, oh, I'm talking so much bleep about y'all on the air today. And so I'm looking at their Twitter feed. And what's one of the first tweets I see is, we had a record Q4 and made $14 billion. Give me my $62 back then. You got $14 billion. Why are you holding on to my $62?
Well, that's how they got $14 billion.
I just hate that kind of thing, man.
They're squeezing everybody.
And there's nothing you can do because I don't use them anymore. And then they came and picked up their garbage can because they, you know, we had a garbage can and a recycling can.
Yeah.
Well, they were coming by and collecting them all. They took our garbage can. They never took the recycling one. So it sat on my driveway for like 3 weeks. And I was like, are you guys going to come and get this? Because if you don't, I'm going to take it to the dump and just throw it away because it's not mine and I don't want it anymore. And they finally came and got it, and I was like, damn it, I should have held it hostage. And like, same time, I don't know you. You give me my money, I'll give you this garbage can back.
Yep.
I got screwed. Anyways, waste management is
just the man
crap.
Keeping the man down again.
I know. I need that $62.
It's like the movie Better Off Dead. I want my $8.
I want my money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways.
And by the way.
So if you have a choice.
Patrick Creighton.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the tweet? It's one thing to be mad, like, and go on a rant like you did. Patrick Creighton, who was just very kind when he came in here, just posted a picture complete with the license plate of a vehicle that for the fourth time in 2 weeks has parked over the line, preventing him from being able to squeeze into his driver's side door here at work.
Who is it?
I don't know. It looks like a Jeep Cherokee. But he basically said, it's the fourth time in 2 weeks they parked like this next to me. They weren't here when I got here, but they're basically blocking me from entering my car. The lot is half empty, but you have to park crooked over the line and on top of me.
I would never do that.
A-hole. He put a-hole.
I would never do that to someone.
That has to be. I thought when you first said it, I thought it was either that Camaro that I always see that parks like on the line or Jose Partida, because those are the two worst.
Oh, Jose does that?
Oh, my God. His truck.
Great, not just showing a car. He's showing the license plate.
I did that
everything.
To Nick once.
Yeah, and
when we raced back from Cowboys.
Yeah,
and
I remember that. Yeah. I do remember that.
But yeah, that's kind of crappy. That's not nice.
No.
But did he do license plate and all?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Nate don't care.
Someone's gonna.
I mean,
Crate
don't care
too, but it's okay.
Oh,
we love them just the same. All right, we got a half hour to go in the big show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and give you 30 minutes of our time and your time. And together, we'll hopefully make it a fun time. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.
Ready? From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hello, half hour to go on the big show. Barry, Nick, Joel, Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Some news out of Major League Baseball. The Red Sox have finally signed the guy that they've been after for quite a long time. J.D. Martinez is in the fold. He is a Red Sox for 5 years. Their lineup still doesn't impress me for all the money that they spend, but... they got at least another bat in their lineup. Neat story here, guys, that I don't know if you caught or not, but I thought was very cool. The Florida Marlins, for their spring training opener are going to recognize the victims from the Stoneman Douglas High School, which was the one that was attacked. They are going to wear the Stoneman Douglas caps for including not just the players and the coaching staff, but a lot of the front office people. A lot of people around the stadium are going to be wearing them. I'm good with all of this except for one point. They're going to wear them for batting practice. They're going to wear them for pregame. They're going to wear them before and after. But for the game themselves, they're not, and it's because of Major League Baseball rules. Need I take you back to Fire Department New York and all the things after? You can make an exception, okay? This is a nice gesture. This is a hell of a gesture based on everything that's going on right now and even after it. It's spring training. Let them wear the damn hat.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. There's times when you can. I know that the rules were made for a reason, and it's, you know, the uniforms and all that. There's times, especially in spring training, where you could just be like, you know what, wear the hat. It's a class move on the part of the Marlins. It's a class move on the part of Major League Baseball to even do it pre and post and during batting practice. But what does it hurt in a spring training game to wear those hats? That's being petty. It really is.
It bothered me, but at the same time, it doesn't surprise me because they're, you know, again, if it was something like the team was trying to make a buck off of something, they're not.
No.
And if you're looking for photos for spring training game, you're going to get plenty of action shots of all your guys.
For the rest of spring, yeah. Those guys aren't going away after one game.
There's going to be plenty of Marlins swinging and missing that you're going to get a picture of between now and the start of the regular season. And there's going to be plenty of opportunities after that. And then Bryce Harper, by the way, to stay on the Marlins front, Bryce Harper basically was saying how shocked he was of all the moves the Marlins were making and started being critical of the moves. And Don Mattingly, the manager of the Marlins, came out and said, hey, Bryce, stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Mind your own business.
I was looking at after JD Martinez did sign his deal with the Red Sox, which, by the way, they got a pretty good deal in signing him, because I want to say market value for him was roughly of $25 to $26 million, and they got him for about $22 million a year. So they did all right for themselves, and I think some of that is a reflection of how slow the hot stove league and the offseason was for baseball. I think that there's been kind of a game of chicken between agents and players and teams, and it looks like the teams might be winning a little bit, because that number, I think, is down overall, especially when you compare him to other guys in his category, like a Giancarlo Stanton or a Miguel Cabrera, guys that can hit with the way he can hit, which, by the way, I saw somebody predict that Martinez could hit 50 home runs as a Red Sox. That wouldn't surprise me.
Because of the monster?
Because not only that, but that whole AL East. I mean, when you think about Yankee Stadium and Baltimore, well, I mean, there's a lot of pitcher's parks in the AL East.
Plus,
and that's
think about this.
Where he'll play the majority of his games.
He was the quickest to 45 home runs last year.
Arizona's a hitter's park.
Oh, I was going to say, though, he did it crossing leagues. So from a pitching standpoint, too, it's a little bit. He went from the American League to the National League, still hit 45 bombs, did it in, I think, 119 games.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive stuff. And if you go to a short porch and you got all the short porch in right and in left at Fenway.
Well, his slugging is going to be ridiculous, because think how many will hit off that green monster as well. So his slugging will go up. He'll have a lot more doubles, a lot more RBIs. But I was looking at, man, I totally forget about some of these contracts that get signed. But Giancarlo Stanton has signed a 13-year, $325 million deal, and I totally forgot about that.
Oh, no.
He is signed through 2028.
Yeah. Everybody said the back end of that deal is going to be...
It's stupid.
If it wasn't the Yankees or the Dodgers, oh, my.
Yeah, well, it was the Marlins at the time.
Right.
And, of course, now he was traded to the Yankees. Yeah. So that's great, because you realize that the only team with deep enough pockets and stupid enough to take on a contract like that would be the Yankees.
And that's what I was saying. It wasn't the initial contract, though it was stupid of the Marlins, but they were saying for anyone to pick up when he was being rumored to be shopped,
yeah,
those were the only two teams that would even sniff it, because of the fact that the back end of that deal is just going to be a ton of dead money, because he's not going to be the player that he was when he signed it.
Oh, no way, because I think that's what, he's 28 now, and he signed through 2028, so he'll be 38. 36. 10
more years.
2018 to 2028. Right, 10 more years. He'll be 38. When you look at a guy, another contract that you look at and go, boy, I don't know. Miguel Cabrera, 34 years old, signed through 2025 with Detroit. And this is salaries between now and the end of his contract. And these are in millions. 30, 30, 30, 30, 32, 32, 30, and 30. He basically got $30 million a year, and he's 34 right now.
He already can't run.
No.
And he's at first base. He's going to be a DH, and the money's just going to keep going up.
He'll be 41 making $30 million a year in baseball. And you think he's going away? You think he's retiring anytime soon? Hell no.
Even if he tears the ACLs in both legs, he'll be like, I'll be back. Don't worry.
Yeah, he'll be Albert Pujols in it out there.
He's not going to be Fedorowicz. He ain't walking away from
that kind of money.
No way.
You know, shoot. He's got, what, 7 years left at $210 million basically left? No, he ain't walking away from that for sure. But, yeah, I'm looking at those contracts. And then you look at J.D. Martinez, 5 years. He's 30 years old, 5 years. They get him for 22 a year. That's pretty decent value.
Yeah, you're right. El Jefe makes a good point. But, again, there's ways around this. He said, I'm sure those hats with the high school logo don't have a New Era logo on the left side. It's more likely where the issue is. You know what? New Era, I'm sure, would waive it for one spring training game.
Yeah. Could you imagine the PR nightmare they would have if they refused to waive it?
And instead, can you imagine the PR windfall that they would get for being able to jump on board right away and say, go ahead, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody said, do you think baseball players, because we were talking about mound visits and stuff, they said, do you think that they'll go to like wristbands like football players do? Somebody texted that in. Yep. I could see that, where you have different pitches and, all right, we're going to go with number four, and then you can swap those out between innings. And that might make sense, because then you can just have the catcher signal it and everybody checks their wristband and move on. And there's some guys that'll do that, because like you'll see outfielders, they'll keep it either in their hat or in their back pocket. They'll keep a sheet. Okay, when this
Springer
guy's up,
it.
Yeah, when this guy's up, I got to line up shallow and more towards center field. When this guy's up, I got to play the line and I got to play deep. And they've got it, because
Springer
the shift
does it
now,
because in the All-Star game when they were talking to him, remember?
Yeah.
He had it in his back pocket even then. He was like, hang on, guys. And he was looking at it because
that's right.
He knows where he's got to line up.
I mean, it's getting complicated, you know, with the shifts and everything else. So, yeah, you'll see that quite a bit from these guys. So I could see that, where they might go to, okay, you know, everybody just keep this card in your back pocket, and when it's time to change signals, the catcher will give you a sign, and that's what we'll move to.
Because you can't use the microphones like in football, because, you know, the umpire's right next to the catcher, and if that speaker's on loud, and you say something about with this guy's zone, the way he's squeezing me.
This guy sucks. They'd be like, you're out.
Get tossed and look like he's never said a word.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to roll on with the discussion. If you want to chime in, you know the numbers and how to reach us. But right now, I want to tell you about Infuse Energy, a great energy company here in the city of Houston, Texas, because it's Houstonians caring about the people of this fine city. CEO Josh Pesikoff is a resident right here in H-Town, and he makes sure that, unlike other energy companies that have automated systems where you could sit on hold or trying to push different numbers to get to dealing with what issues you want to talk about, you get a human being as soon as you call them. And once you call them, they will start asking you as many questions as you ask them, so that they can provide you with the best responses to get the best energy plan at the best rate possible. You call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. You mention ESPN 97.5, and right off the top, you get a $25 bill credit, and the process goes on from there. They talk about if it's for your business or your family, when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and then they start doing comparisons. Sometimes, and in most cases, they're going to be able to beat what you're paying, and they're going to give you a great deal, but they're 100% honest, so sometimes there's going to be a company out there that can beat them, and they're going to tell you about that too, because they are all about honesty and building a trustworthy friendship with you guys. Because if you're there first or last, it doesn't matter, because they think if they have your back, you'll have theirs and be back again and again. At Infuse, they don't just sell energy. They are a necessary relationship that is refreshingly honest and uncomplicated. And they're affordable, hassle-free energy at a company that always has your back. It's 100% green energy as well, but all you got to do to get with them is just get on the phone, 844-INFUSE2 or infuseenergy.com, and talk about it. See if they can help you. I really think they can. They've helped me. They can help you too. Infuse some energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ Jung, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. And as you are very well aware, you just keep it right here at 97.5. And whether you're listening on the app or in your car or at work. We get a lot of those. Happy to have you, and hang out for the ride, because we'll entertain you all the way through 7 o'clock. And I think they're off early today because there's a game. I think there's an A&M basketball game. So I think the Blitz is having a half day.
Are they? Yeah. Lucky. Yeah. Knuckles on Twitter said, Barry, maybe Infuse can find you a garbage company. Because they do lights. Maybe they could take care of it all. That'd be great. You think Josh will help me out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's cool. All right. So I found this article. So let me preface this, because every once in a while we get some weirdo that's like, the Blitz already talked about that. Like, you can only talk about a subject once and then that's it. No one else can talk about it. But there was this thing that came out like 6 days ago where a man passed a lie detector test saying he was time traveling. He was from the future, from the year 2030, and he passed the lie detector test. So that's a different story than this guy who showed up from the future, but not just 2030. He says he's from the year 3300. And he's claiming that he came back to warn us of an impending apocalypse, which sees the human race fight against a robot army. The unnamed traveler said there was one huge computer controlling everything, like Matrix style, I suppose. And he said that it's not controlled by a person. It makes all its demands and decisions itself. He said even more frightening is that the computer had power to destroy the entire planet at once. And speaking to the camera, he was the time traveler who was tracked down in Paris said his voice and identity were changed to protect himself. He wasn't born here. He was born in 3258 in the European Empire. He joined the army and wore a suit made of gold and saw everything that happened in 3260. He said in the future, we don't use fuel or gas. It's all solar batteries or sun batteries. There's no trees. There's very few animals. He said, it's terrible. The robots run everything. They're everywhere. And I'm thinking to myself, this dude's nuts. But when you see that dog, that robot dog thing opening the door, it's only a matter of time. We got sex robots. There's robots now that can fellate you. There's robots that you can have sex with. There's robots that can open the door for you. So, like, there's male sex robots.
Why are you
now
looking at me when you're saying this and you're not looking at Joel?
I'm just talking.
No, you're pointing at me and you're looking directly
with the baseball
at me.
Talk, Nick. No. We got our bases covered.
Yeah.
BS.
You gotta be looking for the grand salami.
I wasn't like, I was just.
You were pointing at me.
I was talking to you.
Okay.
With a hand gesture. Okay. He said the war began in September of 3300 when he was 42, and that there has never been such a war on the planet. It was fateful and tragic for all people all over the world. They were together with people. There were aliens from other galaxies who fought the robots. You know, it's like, if it'd be fine if you just went, yeah, I'm from the future. It's all right. But when you start talking about all this other stuff, I don't know. He said only 800 people could hide, and they hid themselves in the ruins, deserts, and in forests and caves. Why can only 800 people hide? Why is that?
What no a idea, weird. But here's the thing that we're
now,
not touching
put
on.
Put this dude on a lie detector test and see if he passes.
Put this dude on a gambling test. Just tell us all the sports winners from all the time that you've been traveling in the future, and we're going to be loaded as hell. We don't care.
Yeah, well, thank God he saved us from the impending apocalypse, where we'll all be dead anyways, because no one's living to 3,300. If you can hear my voice, this doesn't affect you. Why did this? Like, I want to come back and warn me like the guy from 2030. I'll still be around.
Barry's going to come back in his gold suit. Beady, 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 Barry.
Meanie, 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 meanie. Buck Rogers style, huh?
Beady, 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 Barry.
Oh, my goodness. Why is this coming in now?
Yeah, it's surprising. That's why I asked you, you know.
Let's take the call. Late for the game.
Well, we might as well. Derek wants to talk about cleaning his beehole. Now, Derek, don't say the whole word. You got to say beehole. We keep it clean on this show.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. I got you. No, it's Eric, E-R-I-C, but...
Oh, sorry, Eric. Jeez.
No, it's okay. It's cool. Look, I just wanted to say, hey, I agree with you 100% because I clean my beehole every day when I shower. Okay. And I go from head to toe, but I do that part last.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's about hygiene. And
what,
plus
a soap
the ladies
bar?
Like
how do you do it?
Yeah, like how, though? It wasn't a matter... I don't think
we
anyone
expect
was...
You- Well, yeah. I don't expect you.
Well, I don't think anyone was questioning whether any of the rest of us cleaned the beehole or not. It was like,
yeah,
the order.
Everybody cleans the shoes. They just, and how you do it.
Yeah, like how? Are you actually rubbing the soap on it, or are you going loofah style?
Yeah, I'm rubbing the soap on it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's me. That's what I'm talking about. That's the cleanest way.
Right, in the soap, it washes. The soap is clean once it washes with the water. So,
see?
That's what I said, too.
Right.
Eric's
so,
got it.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, man. It's about hygiene, and the ladies like it, so.
There you go.
Wait a minute. No. Oh, Eric, you had to make it about having lunch. No, man. That's gross.
You might have taken it too far.
The ladies like it?
They might be happy that you're clean down there.
Well, how else are they going to know, Joel?
Well, Skid Row. You get skid marks.
Well, that happens regardless.
Does
that's
it?
A whole, yeah. That's no. A, man, don't even sit up here and act like you've never had a
when I was in grade school or whatever, dusty road.
Man,
but at the same
have
time,
a what?
If you clean skid yourself mark appropriately, your underwear. You don't skid mark.
Man, you know, sometimes it itches and then you're like, oh, and then you're like, oh, I got to throw those away.
Oh, you know what's bad?
Everybody's done that. Don't even try to pretend like you guys have it.
Only you. Only you on this show.
When you get itchy butt and then you scratch it and then you get home and you're like, uh-oh.
My normal group we play hoops with, right?
Uh-huh.
We're playing hoops and we lost the game, so we're sitting out and the guys are going back and forth and the ball stops and the one dude goes to like lean over, like grab his shorts like he's a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
You can't miss it. He's got light-colored shorts on.
Oh, no.
And he has got the perfect, like, the circle, dark spot. And all at once, we're all trying to, like, did anybody else? We all just go, what the? And they're like, how did? I go, don't even ask. Because at that point, you got to believe there was an itch at the doorbell and it couldn't wait.
See? It happens to everybody. At least once. As a grown man, you've had to throw away one pair of underwear.
Oh,
don't even
no
act like, okay.
No, I completely agree.
You trying
with
to
that.
Be like, no, I never. Like, no, everybody at least once.
Consistent, I don't consistently have skin.
Well,
marks.
I didn't say that either. I'm not saying like once a week, I'm got it. Well, time to buy more underwear. I'm out because they all have skin marks. But I'm saying in the course of an adult
buy black
life.
Underwear.
Yeah, there's a
that,
valid.
That's a solution.
Okay, that's
right.
Good too.
We're
yeah.
here to buy Vila for you. All right. For Nick and Joel and BDBDBD Barry, we're signing off. We're going to be back tomorrow and the rest of the week. Keep tuning in because we appreciate you, and so do the Blitz. They're up next right here on ESPN 97.5. Good night, everybody. She came over. I lost my nerve.
Yeah, boy.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.